Sound check, please. Abel Fox, this is Abel Fox 5. We've got a target, but you have to be patient.
Loud and clear, WB3GXW.
Thank you, sir. W3TDH for ID.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is KV3MXM. My name is Marty. I'm your Maryland DC section manager. We're going to drag our feet here for about a minute or two and let some more folks join us, and then we'll get started. Stand by. All right, KB3MXM, we're going to drag our feet here for about another minute, and we'll get started. Just stand by. All right, good evening, KB3MXM. We'll be starting here in just about a minute. All right, good evening. Thank you for joining us this evening for the Maryland DC section. EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW, wash underscore DC EchoLink node and linked repeaters. We're going to cover some things that are happening around the section in Maryland, DC, and then we'll go to our stations to ask if there's anything happening in their area they share with the group. This is the third Friday of every month, and we have it at 8 p.m. here on this EchoLink node and others that are linked. This evening we've got, let's see, we've got a few. We've got KA2DAI, WB3GXW, and W3FDK in Frederick. You might be able to hear the net on those repeaters. You can also put EchoLink on your mobile device. All right, let's start with some of the activities that are happening around the area. So this weekend is the JFK 50 miler, which is being supported by the Antietam Club, W3CWC, and their volunteers. That'll be happening this weekend. Also, just recently announced through the league was they're going to have a program next year. It's called Volunteers on the Air. This is similar to the Centennial, where they will activate each state twice. And there's an opportunity to work all states, it'll run for a very long period of time, and you'll be able to use Logbook of the World. They will not take paper logs; it'll only be Logbook of the World. You'll be able to work all bands, all modes, and they're encouraging those stations that are going to be activating to operate in the. For the HF area to operate in the general class and the technician class to give the most number of hands the opportunity. Let's see, satellite's good, EME is good, pretty much all the bands are good with the exception of the work bands. No work bands, right? We don't want to use those. Break. Coming up in January is the Harrisburg Winterfest on the 14th of January. You can find this information on the league website. You can go to ARRL.org, and in the upper right-hand corner, you can type HamFest, and then you can use the search menu to search HamFest in your area. And before we go to our stations, the last subject I want to talk about is Aries. So the great thing about Aries is it does require you to be a ham, but it doesn't require you to be a league member. So everyone who's a ham on here tonight could be an Aries member. You should contact your local EC or contact your section manager or your section emergency coordinator if you're not. And if you are an Aries member, don't forget to be working on your task book. And if you're part of an Aries team in a county, you want to know who your task book manager is or who's going to be signing you off. And for those who are interested in doing that, become a task book manager, there's information I can provide to you and your SEC can provide to you about how to acquire the skills and knowledge to be to sign off on the task book. And all stations, stand by. This is KV3MXM. All right, I just wanted to grab another roster here real quick. Let's go to some of our repeaters around the area. WB3GXW, can you call your stations on your repeater, please?
Good evening, Marty. This is WB3GXW. Do we have any check-ins via the WB3GXW 147225 repeater? Over. Well, it looks like I'm flying solo tonight. Ham exams tomorrow at Laurel, 9 o'clock. 73s, WB3GXW clear.
Okay, John. What time's the session start in Laurel tomorrow?
0900, over.
Okay, 0900. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to W3FDK. Repeater out of Frederick, the Mid-Atlantic Wireless Communications Group. Why don't you call your stations? All right, no one's going to do that. Why don't I call your stations? Is there any stations that are right now in connected on the RF side for W3FDK that would like to check into the net? Your call sign, please.
Beautiful, Mike November.
Okay, I got one station, but I've only got Uniform Mike November. Wanted to one more time and give it a little pause there in the beginning. Give me the rest of that call, please. Okay, Uniform Mike November. You want to try again, please?
Kilo Charlie 3.
All right, we got it that time. Kilo Charlie 3, Uniform Mike November. Do you have anything to add to the net tonight?
Marty, this is KB3EOF, Sandy in Middletown.
KB3EOF, do you have anything for the net tonight?
Yes, sorry, Marty. I had a big, long speech there, but I was on the wrong channel. My apologies. The Frederick Amateur Radio Club is helping with the testing tomorrow. We're joining with the Carroll County Club at Westminster, and we're going to be helping with the testing at 0900. Also, we're going to have at least three hams I know of who are going over to upgrade from their technician to their general license. So good luck to all of them. And Mike, thanks for checking in, UMN. This is KB3EOF. Back to you, Marty.
Okay, Sandy. So Frederick and Carroll County are getting together. They're going to have a VE session at 9 a.m. Where are they having that at, Sandy?
That's in Westminster.
Okay, very good. Is that at the public service building?
It's at their training center, and I'm looking real quickly to see if I can find the address. I can't put my finger on it right now, but it's 50-something-something road. Sorry about that. KB3EOF.
KC3U for Mike November. 50 Kate Wagner Road.
Okay, I got it. Thanks, Mike. 50 Kate Wagner Road in Westminster, the Carroll County and Frederick are going to team up for a training session tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you very much, Sandy. All right, let's go to KA2JAI, and let's see if Mike is there. Mike, call your stations on your repeater.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. Thank you. First, a little bit of news. As usual, our monthly ARIES meeting will be tomorrow on Zoom. We will look at the solution to our monthly WinLink drill. We had our SET last month, so this month we're going to look at hot wash data, and then we're going to have some web EOC training. I also want to mention on the 22nd, which is a Tuesday evening, that will be our monthly HF net on 80 meters. And anyone's welcome to join us that has 80-meter capability. Okay, I already have a bunch of people checked in, including W3RDE, I got you, and KC3OQP. Is there anyone else listening on the 805 that would like to check in? Please call now.
Alpha 3, Tango, Oscar, Yankee.
I got you, Kurt. Sounded like there was a double.
Kilo 3, Juliet, Bravo, K3JJB.
Got you that time, John. Anyone else? Okay, so we'll go down the list for comments. First on the list is KB3KWT. Already indicated he has no comments for the net. Next is N3FQC. Go ahead, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Wanted to mention that Baltimore City County ARIES had a exercise on November 5th, Saturday, and it was a beautiful day. And as all exercises, There are a lot of things that went really smoothly, and then there are a lot of lessons learned, so it was great. And I have to thank Joe, WB3FMT, that put together this exercise. And it was a combination of people with a lot of experience and people with not so much experience. People are learning things, and there's something strange here that some people might know. I think it's the assistant section manager, AB3WG, that was in there as well. So, okay, with that, back to net, Mike.
Thank you, Don. Good information. 3WOS, your comments, please.
No comments this evening. N3WOF, clear.
3RDE, go ahead.
Thank you, Mike, and hello to Marty and all of my fellow hams across the section in the great state of Maryland. Happy Friday evening, TGIF to everybody. Whiskey 3 Romeo, Delta Echo, clear.
KC3OQP, go ahead, Jeff.
All right, for some reason it wouldn't transmit there. Thank you, Marty and Mike, for being in net control. And from the In the Rumble Club, we've been doing a couple of events this past season. We've had a lot of turnouts for it. We have actually been doing a few extra things. I want to get a hold of Marty for that after the net or later on. But we also have one more event coming up December 12th. If anybody can help out on that day. December 11th, sorry, not December 12th. It's one more race. I need at least 6 people for it. It's in Annapolis. And you can email me at kc3oqp@gmail.com. That's KC3 Oscar Quebec Papa at Gmail. And also Marty, I have KC3 UAV sitting here with me listening. He has no comments also. So back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, thank you, and thank you, UAV. Next is Kurt WA3TOI. Go ahead, Kurt.
Evening, everyone. I'd like to mention Skywarn Recognition Day. Skywarn Recognition Day this year is going to be on December 3rd from 0000 Zulu to 2400 Zulu. And you can get on the bands and see how many Skywarn spotters and or National Weather Service offices you can contact, and you submit your log and get a nice little certificate. Again, that's December 3rd from 0000 Zulu to 2400 Zulu. Other than that, not much going on. It's getting closer and closer to me becoming a grandfather. I think Jesse said she's got like 6 weeks to go, something like that. Her due date's actually New Year's Eve. So we'll see what happens. Could end up being a Christmas baby instead of a New Year's baby. WA3TOY.
Okay, thanks for the Skywarn information, Grandpa. Next is K3JJB.
Well, good evening, everyone. I have no comments. I just wish everyone a great evening. K3JJB, back to net.
Okay, that's our list for this time, Marty. I'm going to turn it back to you. 7-3 all, happy Thanksgiving. This is KA2JAI. And that's at ARRL.net for anybody that needs more information.
All right, very good. Well, we'll let everything reset, and then we're going to do K3ORB in Ocean City, and then we're going to go down the rest of the list here, folks. Stand by. We'll be right back. KB3MXM. All right, very good. Well, let's go to K3ORB in Ocean City. Do we have somebody on that repeater who'd like to check in their stations? Go right ahead. All right, nobody heard. Let's go ahead and ask if there's any stations that are right now listening to the K3ORB repeater in Ocean City that would like to check in to the Echolink net. Your call sign, please. Okay, well, I can say, or I can repeat the famous words from Kittinger to Bumgardner. We hear you, Felix. We hear you. Go ahead. Talk to me. One more time. We didn't get it that time. All right. Someone's breaking that squelch down there. Okay, maybe we'll come back to them. We'll give them a chance again. All right, let's go to, we're going to go down the section list here. We're going to go to Chris, AB3 Whiskey Golf, and then we're going to go to Father Al. We'll do those two first. So AB3 Whiskey Golf, you're next, and then could you hand it over to W3YBQ?
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Good evening. A couple things tonight. I had one of our affiliated clubs, the Calvert Amateur Radio Association, was mentioned in the recent edition of the Ares letter. It's an email that we get from the league regarding the SET that they did. They collaborated with another group and got a nice little write-up in the latest edition of the Ares letter. So great work from one of our affiliated clubs. Also, I was contacted recently regarding a new club that may be forming in the Bowie area of Maryland, so we're anxious to follow up with them and see how that's going. And lastly, I got an email regarding a new FEMA course that's available. It deals with preparing for space weather events, and that's on the FEMA Independent Study website. And that's all I have. We'll send it over to W3YVQ, Father Al.
Hey, well, good evening. Thank you, Chris and Marty. And I hope everyone is well. With all the flu and other things going around, we can't seem to get clear of folks coming down with something here and there, whatever it is. In any case, I wish everyone speedy recovery if you're so afflicted. And among all the other things that we've discussed on the nets here lately in NBC is, of course, the ICS form handling. And quite some time ago, I guess it's been about 8 years ago now, the Programs and Services Committee suggested that ICS form content should be transmissible through the NTS. We had already arranged for that, however, and it was in force. The ICS form, however, if you look at the forms themselves, have blocks with titles in upper and lower case with punctuation, mostly colons in the title blocks. But the content, when those forms are filled out, can contain case-sensitive material and the standard punctuation you use in email, short of control characters. And therefore, we need a mode of transmission to handle them as received from the served agency. Break. Unlike radiogram creation, which we do in amateur radio, and the operator creating the message is responsible for proper formatting and content, ICS forms are part of the MIMS ICS command structure form or messaging system, and those messages are filled out by the officials and hand it off to us. We have to take them as passed to us, which means whatever content is present in the message has to be sent intact. And therefore, we developed a new message form called the hybrid radiogram. And the email formatted text, as we call it, is placed between the breaks of a regular radiogram so that there is a preamble and a delivery address and a signature authorizing a message with the ICS form content between the breaks in email format. That message contained between the brakes in the hybrid radiogram with email formatted text is passed through Polarized Digital Traffic Network, or DTN, intact all the way to the delivery point where the message can be extracted by a digital traffic station and sent to the customer, so to speak, by email or voiced in the extreme. We also developed 8 years ago for my methods and practices guidelines a protocol for transmitting email formatted text by voice and CW. Adds quite a bit of overhead, but it accomplishes the end objective. The only reason I brought that up here tonight is that there's a matter to be addressed section-wide about the use of these forms, right? And that matter has to do with the fact that if you're going to transmit those messages by voice from one government entity site to another, or, for example, from an ICS section chief in a field deployment to an EOC or any other such messaging path, you're going to have to preserve the text and the case. And how are you going to do that if you're transmitting the message by voice? Give it some thought. I think we need to address it. The obvious solution to the dilemma is to pass it by digital modes. The content exported from FLMessage for an ICS 213, for example, can be attached to a Windlink radio email message and recovered at the other end as a text file, put back an FLMessage and printed out in the full HTML form or as a text message for the customer. And that way, case and punctuation are all preserved. You can also do it with the hybrid radiogram. But this business of transmitting it with only uppercase letters, for example, or other matters that alter the original is problematic. I think enough is said for you to visualize the issue. Talk amongst yourselves in your areas groups and see how you want to address that. 7-3 all, very happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. And I hope everyone stays well and warm. 3YVQ, 7-3.
Okay, Father Al, thank you for that very informative session on handling ICS forms. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to go to the rest of our list. We're going to start off with Tom, W3TDH. We're going to start off with Tom when we come back. Stand by. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Echolink server and linked repeaters. All right, that should be enough time. We're going to go to W3TDH, Tom. And then right after Tom, let's go to the Atlantic Division, Jim, WI3N. So, Tom, you take it away and pass it to Jim, WI3N.
Thank you, Marty. I haven't much to report Skywarn-wise. We had our quarterly meeting virtually because of some schedule changes. And we'll have another virtual quarterly meeting in February. It is not a closed meeting, so if anybody's interested in attending, please, my call sign at arrl.net works just fine for getting email to me, and I'll arrange for you to get the access and so forth so you can hear what's going on in Skywarn. As for other subjects, getting the cache, the antenna equipment cache in order so that it'll be available for the section's mutual assistance team or teams should they need it, and would like to get a hold of whoever our current AEC is for that, for the that's managing the mutual assistance teams, so that can coordinate with them, make sure that I could make it available promptly if the need came up. That's all I have for you. Back to Matt, W3TDH.
Okay, Tom, thank you very much for that information about the quarterly meeting. Yeah, how many of you have been following the weather in Western New York? You go home on Wednesday, and by Friday morning, you got 3-4 feet of snow. Wow. There's actually snow in Western Maryland. I just checked the traffic cameras on 68 in Kaiser Ridge and Friendsville. Anyway, there is snow in Western Maryland, so it's not that far away, folks. All right, let's go to Jim, WI3N.
W.
Okay, Marty, thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm a little bit late. Things are crazy today. But, Tom, we'll have to get you some information on the Aries Mat thing we're doing section-wide. Maybe you can check in or, you know, we'll give you some info on it so you'll know where to find things and so forth. The only thing I have to say is never trust an atom. They make up everything. 73 all WI3N. Back to net.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thanks for that update. Okay, we're going to go to Chris. K3DCR, Chris in Salisbury. And Chris, let me see, hang on a second, let me see a Stu, WI3J. I don't see him on the list anymore. All right, Chris, you pass it to Don. Do I see Don on the list? All right, let's do this. Don's got to be on the list. He was on the list a moment ago. Okay, let's go, Chris. You take it and then pass it to Pam, KB3SWS, and Pam, can you pass it to Jeff, KB3SPH? So it's Chris to Pam to Jeff. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is K3DCR, Chris from Salisbury. Not too much to report going on in my world. Bragging about my son, I do that a lot. He's 12, KC3RAP. He's been doing his own VHF net on the local repeater here. It's the K3DRC repeater. Nothing to do with my call sign, it's just a coincidence. Anyway, on Thursday nights at 7, that's the 8-2 repeater here in Salisbury, so if anybody can reach it from across the water, he'd be tickled. At any rate, it's just a short night. He does it at 7, and we did it at 7 so it wouldn't conflict with the Maryland DMR net. And it's been going on for a couple weeks. He gets about 4 to 5 check-ins every night, and every Thursday, and he's pretty proud of himself. So I'm proud of him too. Anyway, that's all I have, and I guess I will pass it to KB3SWS Pam.
Thank you, Chris. This is KB3SWS. I just have a quick comment and directed somewhat to Jim C. Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. Back to net control. Delay that. I'm going to pass it to Jeff, KB3SPH. This is KB3SWS.
Thank you, Pam. Good evening, everyone. Just an announcement. The Maryland DC High Frequency Hospital Net is this coming Wednesday, 23 November, at 1900 on 3820 kilohertz, 80 meters. Chuck, AB3NA from College Park, is the scheduled net control operator for that. And with that, back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right, very good. And thank you for adding the information about the Thursday at 7 net. I appreciate that, but I didn't get the whole call sign. Chris, I got Kilo Charlie 3 Victor. Can you give me the rest of the call sign, please?
Yeah, my son's call sign is Kilo KC3RAP.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for sharing that with us, and hopefully he'll get some more. I'll advertise it across the section on some of the social media. Let's see if we have some people check into the repeater at 7 p.m. on Thursdays. Moving to Pam, yes, you're absolutely right about both of those. Time flies like an arrow. Thank you very much for all you're doing down there. Appreciate all the help. a lot of good things coming out of Southern Maryland there. And to Jeff, you said that Chuck is going to be the net control station for the hospital net. What is Chuck's call sign, please?
Marty, Chuck's call sign is Alpha Bravo 3 November Alpha, AB3NA, Chuck. This is KB3SPH back to net.
Okay, very good. And appreciate that. Lots of chats going on here in the window. I'm going to try to keep on top of that. All right, now let's go to, let's see, do we have Don? Don, KC3TLO, Tango Lima Oscar. You're next, followed by Sean, KC3 Uniform Mike Kilo. Go ahead, Don. All right, I don't hear Don. Let's go to Sean, Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform Mike Kilo. All right, nothing heard from Sean. I think that I have everybody on the list. Is there any stations I did not call and would like to add to the net this evening? Your call sign, please. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us this evening. I appreciate you participating and bringing some really awesome information across the section. And looking forward to all the good things that are going to happen, I'm sure, soon. I want to wish you a happy and safe holiday season with your friends and families. And please remember to get on the air. Wish you all the very best in 73s from KB3MXM. Good night. Oh, and before I leave, WB3GXW, are we having any announcements or news over the weekend, sir?
WB3GXW, not yet, Marty. I'm still not up to doing it. Over.
Okay, good enough. All right, folks, that's all I got for this evening. 73s, be safe, be well, be on the air. Good night.
WB3GXW.